Stan met me at the airport. Seeing the state he was in, I wish he had let me take a cab. I haven't seen him this shaken since, well, since that hypnotic session. If he needed moral support, I was going to give it to him no matter what. I insisted on driving his car for him, though. With him shaking like a leaf, it was best he not be behind the wheel. I hoped I could get him relaxed and reassured in just a few days, as I really did need to get back to the others on the cruise. We could find ourselves in serious legal trouble otherwise. Both Stan and I spent some time separately with Nathan, our therapist, plus a session together. I found that having finally divulged everything to him made it much easier, as I no longer had to be careful what I said. Tad Kelso, our lawyer, got word back from Tom that the story did check out completely. The token was real, the list was real, and it was pretty certain that every one of the addresses on the list did indeed offer the services that Grizz craved. I was glad I was there with Stan at the time. He was both relieved that Tom was okay, but severely depressed that it was all true. Mr. Kelso went over every address with him, trying to find out if he had actually patronized all of them. Some of them, he said yes. Some, obviously, no, since he was never near those cities. Some, he frankly did not know. It isn't that Grizz was still hiding those. It was more like, well, you do something often enough, your mind tends to blur them. As a horrid example, you might remember going to Chicago, for instance, but not if you went to a McDonald's there.
This list will prove invaluable. I've already contacted federal authorities regarding it, and they are forming a task force to raid all locations at the same time. That should shut it down completely, and hopefully send any competitors scurrying for cover, which might give them clues to their locations. Your part in this, Stan, will be a mitigating factor in the plea bargain.
As much as I am relieved to hear that, I don't understand why it would. There were dozens of addresses on that list.
But only two that we have any substantial evidence that he patronized. The location in Tijuana where he got the token, and the location in Sacramento where you caught him at it, Birch. And even that evidence is pretty slim. We need to cover your therapist's report so he can continue your therapy. But I think the shutting down of a major prostitution ring and the fact that you are in therapy now will be enough to get the authorities to be lenient on Stan.
How lenient?
I'm hoping that a monitor, community service, and chemical castration will satisfy them.
Castration?
It's not as bad as it sounds. Stan simply has to report for an injection every 3 months. The side effects are minor, but it reduces or even eliminates any sexual desires. It may even help him with his therapy.
Listen, Birch, I know it sounds drastic, but both Mr. Kelso and Nathan explained it all to me, and I'm willing to go through with it, especially if it means I may never harm another child again.
Well, it's only a possibility right now. If the authorities play hardball, we may have to go to trial. But I think it can convince them that the shutting down of this ring, along with assurances that Stan never again repeat the offense, is worth the trade-off. However, things are moving very quickly. I'm told that the raid of all the prostitution cells will take place within a week, and you need to be somewhere far away from here, Stan, for your safety. That way, you won't likely be connected to it. From what you tell me, they could be quite ruthless if this doesn't go down right.
Ruthless is an understatement, which is why they have to get everybody at once. I mean, if anyone slips away and they can trace the leak back to me, I'll be an instant target. Why do you think I'm so on edge?
Another good reason to get you somewhere safe. If you can take a vacation somewhere and relax for a couple weeks until this blows over, it would be best.
And I know just the place, too. Stan, you're coming back with me on that cruise. They have your name on the manifest already.
I don't know, Birch. I just don't like the idea.
We have to get you out of here, Stan. You heard Mr. Kelso.
Yeah, I know, but I don't know if I have that much self-control yet. I'm still fighting relapses. And if you weren't here, I don't know if I'd have the strength to... Oh, God, I'm hopeless. I was better off dying in that crash.
Don't go thinking like that, Stan. If that had happened, there would be no stopping that ring, and hundreds, if not thousands, of kids would be suffering every day because of it. You don't want that. I don't want that. Nobody here wants that. And I hope that Mr. Kelso can convince the authorities you're better off alive. I'll be with you the whole time on the cruise, Stan. You may not think you can do it, but I know that you can. I've seen it in you. We get you past these next few months, and things will be much brighter. Please, trust me. When you walk through a storm, hold your head up high and don't be afraid of the dark. At the end of the storm, there's a golden sky and the sweet silver song of a lark. Walk on through the wind. Walk on through the rain. Though your dreams be tossed and blown. Walk on. Walk on with hope in your heart. And you'll never walk alone. You'll never walk alone. When you walk through a storm, hold your head up high and don't be afraid. Sweet silver song of a lark. Walk on through the wind. Walk on through the rain. Though your dreams be tossed and blown. Oh.